Can you sleep knowing that our cathedral is getting a new design? We all wonder where all the money's come from. Well, people have donated for us. How phenomenal. However, this is now a very dangerous building that needs to be saved with a new future design. 2. I'm arguing because it should get knocked down. And because the new design will be bigger, better, and definitely safer. Why, you ask? Well, many people from Canterbury have all said their reason. It's our Christchurch. It is our landmark. It's ours. Nobody else's. They build it for a reason, not silly reasons. It makes Christchurch Christchurch. Also, if we get a new design and Mother Nature decides to shake our city 1,201 more times, it actually would stay up. So why can't they get on with it? P3. How can we just leave our cathedral looking as it is, with bricks that have been there for thousands of years? They wouldn't resist another big quake, would they? Even if it's going to be costly, it's still going to be better and bigger, and it's going to be way worth it. Have you realised that people have taken all their spare time to be protesting about it? Just imagine you're on the street and people toot at you, saying, "No!" That's how much they're dedicated. Nobody would bother going into town if there's no representative building. It's not worth debating. We all know the answer. Why should we tell the government that it should be rebuilt? It's easy for others to know the answer. And questioners. Also, we haven't just lost our cathedral, we've lost our Marmite, that Mother Nature needed because obviously she was hungry. You see, Christchurch hasn't just lost our buildings, it's lost our Kiwiana. Conclusion. Christchurch has been through enough, and yes, I'm one of them, but also I'm proud to be a Cantabrian. All we want is a simple yes. Thanks.